I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, what's up, guys? It's Nick again with another baseball podcast. Me and Devin. Devin's here with me again.
Hello.
We are just babbling our mouths off, so we have to actually split up some content because you guys don't want to listen to us for 2 hours, and if you do, thank you so much. Follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and then Pointless Sports Opinions everywhere else. So, back with another baseball podcast. We're going to do... I keep on saying Bobcast, dude. I don't know why.
But
we're going to do the NL. The first one's the AL. This one will be the NL. We're going to kind of just go over and break it down how the early seasons are going for each team. And we'll just get right into it. I'm going to talk about the best team in the whole damn league, the Dodgers. They just came off as baseball fans, we were just spoiled with an amazing series against the Padres. It was everything I had hoped and wished it would be, except the Padres did not come out with the series victory, but they won.
that's the toughie.
They won a game, so that was cool. I don't even know.
You love the drama, though. You love it. That's what you want from baseball. You know, like that's what you like. You want, like, you know, you want more people to tune into baseball and watch and stuff like that. And because you don't want to be like, hey, yo, like if you're gonna watch any baseball, if you want to watch baseball, you should turn on the Dodgers Padres game. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to turn that on and then it be like, you know, garbage. So they turn that series on this week and they see Clayton Kershaw yelling at jerks in Profar because of some like goofy bullshit, you know. Catcher's interference call or the Mookie Betts, you know, catch that maybe touched the ground prior, maybe not, who knows, you know, it's like that's the baseball you want, like, potential fans to see.
Sure.
You want them to watch that kind of series.
Thinking it was like, that was really exciting, cool, I'm glad I watched this, that's what we want. The Dodgers are awesome. They are, where are we at? They're 13-3, first in the West. I mean, they've lost. I didn't even know who they'd lost to, honestly. But they shouldn't be losing.
They lost one to Colorado first game.
Oh, the first game of the season, yeah. And then they've lost two since. And Colorado's the worst team in the league.
It's crazy that they stole that game.
Their rotation, led by who? Who's leading this rotation? Is it Bauer or Kershaw?
I think Kershaw. I like Kershaw too. I think Kershaw's the man leading it. I think Bauer's too fiery to be the leader, you know. It's like, I think Kershaw's the man at the helm, and then Bauer's like his, like, crazy loudmouth secondhand man that, like, whips all the young boys into shape kind of thing, you know?
I think that's a good... I mean, Kershaw's been around for...
Yeah, he's been there forever since now. Before they were doing this, you know?
Yeah, that's truly what it is. And Kershaw's having a great start to his season. He's healthy. Dude's only 33. I don't know if anyone realizes this. It feels like he's older than that, but he's been in the league forever. He's 3-1 with a 2.19 ERA. His WHIP is under 1. His FIP is 1.52. Like, he's just not. He's just being Clayton Kershaw, he's the Hall of Famer we've all grown to admire, at least.
We love it.
And his second in command, Trevor Bauer, looks like last year wasn't a fluke. That dude's still doing big things. Yep. Four games.
Sticky fingers helping him out.
Yeah, maybe sticky fingers, whatever. You can doctor the ball. I don't give a shit.
Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes baseball exciting. Makes it so that you hit batters less, maybe. So.
But
we like that.
In four games, man, he's 2-0 with 26 innings pitched. His whip is .615 and his FIP's 3.25. But he's just not letting dudes on base at all, really. He's not letting up hits. He's let up 10 hits in 26 innings. 36 strikeouts, so.
Man.
And then, like, they've got three young guys in Julio Urias. Fuck him. We don't like him, but he's a good pitcher. Walker Buehler and Dustin May. Those guys are all doing great, too. It's unfair, Devin, is all I can say.
It's wild that you're like, you say, you know, Kershaw and Bauer, and then you're like, but wait.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's kind of the story with this entire Dodgers team, yep. I think, too, where it's like, you list off, like, two or three major all-star names, but then you keep going.
Yeah, there's just more to pull from the well of just depth and wealth that, like, they have, dude. It's just like,
Cody Bellinger got injured like a week into the season, and the Dodgers are just like, yeah, all right, no problem.
Don't need him.
You know, just bring this guy up. Yeah. And then that guy gets injured, and they're like, yeah, okay, no problem. Because I think Gavin Lux, who was producing pretty well for him, and he kind of like took over whenever Cody Bellinger like went out-ish. He kind of just was like a place filler and got more time because Cody was out. And then Gavin Lux got like a wrist injury, and they were like, we're not going to put him on the 10-day IL. We're just going to give him, I think they said they are going to put him on the 10-day IL. Yeah. And Dave Roberts was like, I expect him to come back 100% on that 10th day. Like, we're just giving him the full 10 days.
Sure.
We probably could have gone day to day, but we just don't need to. And it's like, this cocky motherfucker, you know, he's like, we'll just give him the 10 days because we really just, you know, we've got so much talent that we just don't, he can take the full 10 days and we'll be just fine. They have been.
Yeah, they have, dude. Because, I mean, Max Muncy can play first, second, or third for him. I mean,
yeah.
Chris Taylor can play second, short, or outfield for him. And then, like, I mean, Justin Turner, he's back. He's back for another round. They gave him that one-year deal. He is hitting .404 with a .453 on base. He's got five homers and 16 RBIs. He's leading that offense. Like, I mean, like he's not 36 years old or anything. He's just killing it. Corey Seager.
Yeah, he's like one of the best third basemen in the league.
Yeah, Seager took that big spring, and he's doing well. He's not hitting home runs every day. He's got two homers on the season, but, you know, he's hitting .288, .391 on bases.
And that's okay.
Slugging is .883. I mean, I'm just going to list off the slugging for this lineup. Will Smith, their catcher, slugging .913. Max Muncy slugging .995.
Jesus.
Seager, .883. Turner, .125. AJ Pollock not doing so well, slugging .562. But then Chris Taylor, .863, Mookie Betts, .873. It doesn't matter. That you can just Zach, and then they have a utility guy named Zach McKinstry. I had no idea who he was. I had asked Luke Baker about
him. Nope.
Dodger fan. Also this guy who sometimes would do the pods. He's like, I don't know who he is either, but he's great. He's just another one of those guys like the Dodgers just have. They can just bring up, and he's producing. He's got 13 RBIs and a .970 OPS.
So it sounds like, Nick, that they're not living up to expectations.
Yeah,
sounds like they're
definitely
sounds like they're really underperforming here. You know?
It's like,
Jesus Christ!
If you're a fan of any team in the West that's not the Dodgers, you're probably fucked because you're just gonna have to watch them be division winners once more.
Yeah,
I don't think they're slowing down. I think they're gonna make another run at the World Series, and I mean, they just got better. They got Bauer.
Yeah, Jesus.
And like you said, they don't even have the MVP of a couple years ago, Cody Bellinger. He's just like, no.
Yeah, they're 13-3 without Cody Bellinger.
So we don't worry about that.
Jesus.
And it's just, like, it's so lucky for a fan base to be like, wow, they can just plug in Chris Taylor anywhere, or they can plug in Max Muncy. Like, that's why these guys are so good. They have these above average players that they can go plug and play at two or three other positions, and you don't feel the loss of a Cody Bellinger.
At all, yeah. Like, you can get, and that like gives a lot of reassurance, I think, to a lot of, like, all of their players.
Yeah.
Because the player knows, like, oh shoot, like, I'm feeling like a little bit of tightness coming in, like on my, you know, oblique or something like that, or in my arm or something. You know, it's like they can go to Dave Roberts and be like, hey, like, I might need a rehab for like a day or two. And Dave Roberts is like, yeah, no problem. Go rehab that. We don't want you getting fully injured 10-day, 60-day. Go get that rehab. We'll see you back here in 3 to 4 days, you know, whatever. And it's like they can go and do that. And they know my team is not going to be fucked because I have to go do this real quick. And then they come back and can be healthy. And then another guy can potentially step down. It's like, you know, like you're replacing all-stars with just more all-stars. It's insane.
Yeah, that's essentially exactly what it is. It's just a luxury. And Dave Roberts does a really good job with his team, because I'm sure that you're in Los Angeles. You're the best team in baseball. You have a lot of guys making a lot of money. So you probably have some personalities to deal with. And Dave Roberts just is able to keep the ship straight steered. No problem. No panic. We're good to go, man. He is the man for that job. So, I mean, I like him. Good for Dave Roberts. Fuck the Dodgers, because they're the new Yankees.
Yeah, fuck them. They got their World Series. Fuck them.
They're the new Yankees, and they still have David Price on this team, not even starting. He's like, they're not even their sixth guy, probably. He's their seventh guy, I think. So
he's their bottom of the barrel guy. Quick, trivia question: has David Price ever won a Cy Young?
Yes.
Yes, he has.
God, I don't even remember what year it was, though. I think it was like,
I don't remember what year it was either. I just know he did. But he's like one of those guys where it's like, you can ask somebody, it's like, you know, does he have a mustache? Does he not? And you're like, shit, I can't really picture his, you know. It's like, did he win a Cy Young? I can't remember if he did. But yeah, he did.
Yeah. So Dodgers are going to be just fine unless a catastrophic couple of injuries happen to him. So we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Next team, we're just going to follow. The next team is the Giants at 9-6. That's a nice little start for them.
Yeah.
I don't really know how they're doing it.
Evan Longoria leading the team.
Yeah, essentially. Dude's got a 993 OPS, which is lovely to see. I like Evan Longoria. He's hitting...
like Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto's hurt, though. And he was having a nice little bounce back year. He was...
it really sucks.
In 20 innings, he only allowed 4 runs and was just dealing. A 1.95, dude. Man. And, I mean, they have some good quality bounce back starters like Alex Wood... Aaron Sanchez, Kevin Gausman, Anthony Desclafani. Like, if you can look at all those numbers, they're all pitching to an ERA under 3.2. Like, and Gausman was good last year. They have a really good pitching staff. If they can have a solid bullpen and an above average offense, it would just be. I don't know. It would.
Yeah.
I mean. Buster Posey, he's still back there doing his thing. That dude's a future Hall of Famer.
Tommy La Stella from the Angels. He's a solid like on base man.
Yeah,
good speed, runs the base paths well.
They need Mikey Schrempsy to show what he did last year. They need Brandon Crawford to be better, and they need Brandon Belt to be better as well too. They need those guys that help them win those 2 or 3 World Series to be
of Brandons
to just to be not what they were, but to be good, to be to be
pump
solid
it up a
players.
Little bit.
Yeah, for real. You guys surprisingly have a good team. I'm surprised that... And they almost made the playoffs last year, I think. They were what, 30 and 30? 29 and 31, and they missed the playoffs by a game.
And Houston made the playoffs and was negative. So, definitely possible. Definitely possible across 162.
So, but it's going to be a tough division. But you're going to be able to beat up on the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. So, good start for the Giants.
Actually, you're saying that, but then I come back to reality and realize they're in there with the Dodgers and San Diego. That's... So really, their only chance is going to be a wild card, I think, in this
this
division.
And we can go to San Diego, and I don't think they'll get. I just don't think they'll even try.
I don't think they will.
I won't even accept the wild card, but because the Padres right behind them, they're 10-7. We love the Padres.
We love the Padres.
Led by their ace Joe Musgrove, the guy who threw in a hitter.
No, Joe, dude.
Is that there? He is 2-1 on this season. I know wins don't matter in losses, but
I love Joe Musgrove. He's not their ace.
Yeah,
Darvish is their ace.
I was making a joke because he threw the no hitter, but he is pitching like an ace.
Shit,
is Blake Snell their ace? Who's their ace, dude? That's the thing. They have three.
I'm such a big fan of Joe Musgrove that I forgot Yu Darvish is on this team. I love me some Joe Musgrove, dude. But has he been on my fantasy team past like 3 years? Love him.
But yeah, Darvish is awesome. Him and Kershaw had a great pitcher's duel on, what was that, Friday or Saturday? It was awesome.
It was Saturday game, and it was so cool.
And that was, yeah, it was a great game. I think the Dodgers came out and won it on a game-winning RBI.
Yeah, I think it was like the third or fourth inning or something like that. Darvish got caught up with, like, bases loaded.
And he walked Kershaw.
And I think, yeah, and he walked Kershaw, walked the run in. But it's like so crazy because it's like you get bases loaded against the Dodgers, and Yu Darvish is such a good pitcher that he was able to get out of a bases loaded, you know, against the Dodgers with only one run getting up. You know, it's like, oh God, that series, you are 100% right. We are truly spoiled when we get to see these two Titans clash.
And they get to play 19 times this year, 16 more times. So that's,
I cannot wait.
Good for us baseball fans. Like, that's
so much fun.
And then, but they have a solid, I mean, three-headed monster, essentially. If Joe Musgrove can keep up what he's doing, man, Yu Darvish, Blake Snell, and then Joe Musgrove as your third. And then it looks like Chris Paddock, who's still only 25 and he's still learning how to play. He's a really good pitcher. He's got really good stuff. Is their fourth. Cool. And then I think Ryan Weathers is going to take over for them as their fifth starter. I don't know yet. But they have a solid starting staff. I love that rotation. Mark Melanson's had a really good year to start the season off. Their bullpen looks like it's going to be pretty solid. And then, you know, offensively, I mean, what else?
Similar to the Dodgers a little bit. I mean, Jesus, they just got guys coming out the freaking, they got dudes hanging from the rafters that they can just pull down and be like, all right, stick you in this spot, you know? But Machado, Trent Grisham, Eric Hosmer, Cronenworth, Tatis,
Will Myers,
Profar,
Pham.
Will Myers, Caratini.
Yeah, and then Hee-Sung Kim, that's a guy they got from Korea who was a stud, and he just hasn't played a lot.
Yeah.
But he's nice insurance to have. But it's just, and Jake Cronenworth, the guy coming out of nowhere. And Eric Hosmer's been a stud, man, to start the season so far. I think he's their de facto leader, in my personal opinion.
I think so too. He's been there long enough. I think Manny's got too big of a personality. I think Eric is like, I think Hosmer's a little more level headed, and he's a good leader, because he was the guy whenever Tatis hit the grand slam whenever they were up 10-3 or whatever the hell it was. You know, Eric Hosmer was the one. He got to first base after the grand slam. Dugout was yelling at him, being like, what the hell is your man doing? And Eric Hosmer was like, I'll talk to him. So, like, Eric Hosmer is, like, you know, he's the dude that on that team that, like, you know, can, like, talk to other teams because they're like, oh, that's Eric Hosmer. You know, we know him because he's just, like, that guy.
He's a fiery guy still. So, like,
he looks like it too, though. His eyebrows, man, he looks mean sometimes.
I think he's pretty fiery. I think I've seen him before, you know, getting yelling matches, but that's what they need to go to the next step, is having, besides, they need Tatis to stay healthy, honestly. And he's off to a really bad start, but what he missed, he's got that shoulder injury, and he actually came back for that Dodger series, which is nice to see. They were saying, he might be out all year, and everyone's like, no. And then, you know, like, 10 days
so
later,
bad for baseball,
10 days happens. Later, he's back, which is cool. And he hit a homer in that series, so that was good. He's struggling, for sure, but it'll be exciting to watch, you know, Machado, Tatis, Hosmer, like, we already named him off, but, like, it's...
We love it.
Yeah. So, it'll be a good team to watch. It'll be a fun team to watch. Yeah. Hopefully that they can stay healthy and not... And
if
we
you're
have to
an
worry.
NL fan, an NL West fan, and you're not a fan of the Dodgers, you should be a fan of the Padres.
Yeah.
And if you're not a fan of either, then, like, you know, sorry.
I'm sorry
you're not a fan of those two, but you're gonna have a bad time for a couple years, I think. So
I definitely think so, because I mean, once the Dodgers fall, if they ever do, it's gonna be the Padres next up. So
yeah, Padres are coming right up. Yeah, so it's tough.
So next we'll just finish up this division.
Yeah.
And it's a sad last two teams, the Diamondbacks, 6-10. We don't expect much out of them. After they traded Goldschmidt, everyone was probably like, these guys are rebuilding, so we don't...
They were gone, yep.
I don't really know who... I like Carson Kelly a lot. I think he's a really good player. In 30 at-bats, he's hitting .400 with a 1.303 slugging and a .253 OPS plus, so, like, he needs to get out from behind the plate and play first base.
Let's go. Yeah, 1.3. Jesus.
Yeah, so...
That's wild. Yeah, everybody else on his team is, like, not doing anywhere close to that.
Nothing.
So that really sucks.
They don't really... Like, there's not...
Mad Bum finally get a good start.
Yeah, but Mad Bum's been not good for this team,
Bad.
It looks like.
Yeah, he's had one good start just recently.
He's... 31. Last year he signed a nice contract with them, but he had a 6.48 ERA last year. He's got an 8.68 one this year. Like,
yeah, 8.68 so bad.
I don't really know. Zach Gallen, they have some good pitchers. Zach Gallen, Luke Weaver, and Madison Bumgarner. That's a nice little three-headed monster there, but they're not. I don't know. This team's just going to be too far behind or just not talented enough to really compete.
They can't compete for their division. Their division, because they're going to face their division more than anybody. So they're going to face the Dodgers and the Padres and just get their asses 40, slapped.
40 games so against, like, those two teams. It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to lose, like, all of those. If the Diamondbacks get away with a quarter of those games, I'll be like, holy shit, this season was a success for you guys.
And that's how you win your. I mean, that's how you make the playoffs, is win games in your division. But that's probably not going
to
happen.
They're not going to be able to. Dodgers, San Fran, the way they're looking right now, and Padres, like, it's like Arizona and Colorado play in the losers bracket.
Yeah,
but except for the losers bracket doesn't get anything that wins. So
you get a higher draft pick, possible.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you almost want to be bad at that point. You're like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm trying
beat to, our ass.
Trying to think of anything. Ketel Marte is an exciting member of the team, but he was hurt a week into the season, so it's like, well.
Yeah, so, Eduardo Escobar is pretty cool, too. But.
Yeah, he's got 6 homers. I think it's, like, tied for first in the league. But other than that, like,
you're bummed.
You're bumming if you're a fan of that team.
Nothing. You're mad bumming it.
Yeah, definitely mad bumming it. So. And then the Rockies bringing up last place. They're 4-12. It's going to be a tough.
Used to be a big Rockies guy. I used to be.
I like the Rockies.
And then they
got
rid of. I still like the Rockies, but. Man, they got rid of that. I started watching and became a big fan of the Rockies whenever they still had DJ. Ian Desmond was still playing out there. They had they had my boy Adam Ottavino. Like, their team was actually cool. Wade Davis was out there. Like, watching watching Adam Ottavino come out, throw the dirtiest curveball you'd seen in a decade, and then Wade Davis come out to, like, close out the game, and then seeing, like, you know, the 1-2-3-4 punch of, like, Charlie Blackmon, you know, DJ LeMahieu, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story. It's like, this team was so cool to watch.
So cool.
And they just did nothing.
And now they're selling off assets like fucking Nolan Arenado.
Everybody. They're gone.
And Trevor Story.
Arenado's gone.
Trevor Story's going to leave. Yeah, LeMahieu left a couple years ago. I mean, they don't. And they kept Blackmon, which is the only guy you didn't want to keep because he's 34 and.
Out of those four guys, he's the least exciting.
He's probably gonna have the worst career out of those four guys, and you kept him, which is tough
for sure. And he's the one you kept. Yeah, and Trevor Story becomes a free agent next in the offseason.
Yeah,
correct.
This is the big shortstop offseason.
The shortstop. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Wherever Trevor Story lands up, like, that'd be, you know, where I kind of want Trevor Story to go, where I think would be a cool, like, I know it sucks to keep him in the same, like, league, but get him out of the division. But I think it'd be cool to see Trevor Story go to, like, the Phillies. Like,
yeah,
I don't think the Phillies have the cap to do it, but seeing like a Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Harper,
I think they
Story,
do, dude. The Phillies are big spenders when they want to be, and if they can get
that'd be such a cool 1-2-3, dude. All three of those guys are fucking great hitters. Like, that'd be so sick to watch.
If they can get guys like that, like,
yeah,
because they used to, because they were the Phillies are a storied franchise. They were so good in the late 2000s. With
Brandon Phillips era?
Nah, that's the Reds.
Oh, what the hell? Brandon Phillips was not the Phillies.
Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Shane Victorino.
Ryan Howard. That's
like those guys. Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee. Like, they had such. It was when that team collapsed after they lost the 2011 NLDS to the Cardinals, and they haven't really been great since. And now that Harper's there, like, you know, they have this new air about them that you're more excited for them. I'm just gonna fuck the Rockies. Sorry, Rockies. We're gonna just gloss over you. There's nothing there exciting.
There's nothing.
Like,
yeah.
If you're
a Rockies fan, we're sorry. We're Rockies fans, and we're sorry.
They have John Gray, Herman Marquez, and Austin Gomber. That's pretty cool. But other than that, like, your offense is not playing well. Ryan McMahon.
Austin Gomber. How did they acquire him?
I know, right? But Rockies
fans,
you're in for a shitter of a season.
We apologize.
I'm going straight to the Phillies because we got excited. I got excited about them.
Let's go.
We just watched them play.
Yeah, let's go.
We watched the Cardinals broadcast.
Aaron
we watched
Nola.
Them play. Yeah, Aaron Nola had a 10 strikeout game, shutout. Just made the Cardinals look silly. That's the guy that is gonna if he can just be that guy every
that's their ace.
Like he's just so good. And I don't even want to say be that guy because he is that guy.
Yeah. Build him up, man.
Yeah, Zach Wheeler's good on that team, and then Zach Eflin, if he can also be a quality,
keep it together,
above average player, like you probably need another starter because Matt Moore's not the answer there.
No, Matt Moore is the guy who got lit up the day prior to Aaron Nola. So
we'll see what happens there.
Cardinals used all their energy on him.
Yeah, all of it. And their offense is awesome. Realmuto, Hoskins, Segura. Segura's batting .352. Didi Gregorius, and then Harper. And then I'm not even talking about Alec Bohm and Andrew McCutchen because they're struggling to start the season. But those dudes are on that team too.
They're good, though. They're still good. That's so, like, yeah, back together.
Don't forget about them. But, and This is probably the toughest division in baseball because you have...
It's such a grab bag.
It is. You have four great teams, or four potentially great teams. Then you have the Marlins, who are also a good team, but I just don't think they're going to have the firepower to compete. But, like, I love JT Realmuto. He's so good. He's such a great hitter, and they locked him up for five more years.
Yeah, that's good. That's what they probably need to do. JT's cool. They got a lot of guys with nice swings on that team, man. Like, they got a lot. Like, they got, like, JT Realmuto, great. Bryce Harper, obviously great. Rhys Hoskins, beautiful swing. They got a lot of guys who can swing the bat really well.
Yeah, they have...
fun to watch.
They're going to be fun. So, I mean, definitely a team that I'm going to keep my eye out on in this division.
Yep.
Currently, the Mets are actually leading this division. They're 7-4. They've only played 11 games because they had some COVID shit they had to go through. Or delays, but...
It was post. Yeah, it was both. It was like COVID and postponements because they had the COVID situation with the Nationals in the beginning of the season, and then they had like multiple game postponed against the Phillies, and then they finished up the series with the Phillies, went to Colorado, had another postponement there. It was brutal.
It was tough. They've only played 11 games. I'm looking at their top 12 players WAR wise, and Jacob DeGrom is number 2 in the pitchers
as WAR. God.
Marcus Stroman's number 1 in WAR on that team. Like.
Good.
They have
he kills it.
They have such an exciting 1-2 punch. I love Marcus Stroman. Yeah. In three games, he's got 20 innings and a .9 ERA, and he's just pitching to contact and not letting up hits. Jacob DeGrom's on an other world when it comes to baseball. Honestly, he is just
it's wild. He's a once in a generation pitcher,
essentially, and he's essentially. What is Mike Trout's situation in Los Angeles?
Yeah, in pitcher form, right?
But he did get to go to World Series, but like they haven't really done anything since.
Talent is wasted. Yep, on him.
Talent is definitely wasted at the moment, and it's tough because you want to see the best of the best be in these moments where it's intensified and everything's big. So. Yeah. I'm trying to. I mean,
well, and it's disappointing too because they have, it'd be one thing, you know, for us to be like, it'd be one thing if they didn't have the bats, but the bats are there. They just aren't doing anything, you know. Because it's like Michael Conforto, good. Pete Alonso, good. Yeah. Francisco Lindor, obviously good. You know, Guillorme is decent. Dominic Smith is okay. Brandon Nimmo is fantastic. His on base percentage is great. His OPS is great. Like, you know, so they've got like dudes in there. That can do it, and they just don't. You know, Jacob DeGrom comes out, keeps a team, you know, he keeps a team down bad for like 7 innings, and their bats just can't do anything. Yeah, they can't do anything to down, capitalize on.
They're
the
down
fact
one
that the
nothing.
Team is shut
That's
down.
Usually what happens. Stuff like that.
It's just awful, man. It sucks.
They do have a really good core, and they got James McCann in the offseason, and Jeff McNeil is also a really good hitter who's struggling. But Brandon Nimmo is lighting the world on fire. He's hitting .447.
Yeah, he's great.
On base percentage of .526. That's insane. The OPS is 1.07.
I don't like how he runs to first on walks, but...
Hey, dude,
it's
kind of
weird.
I like that, dude. David Eckstein used to do that.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
It's fucking weird.
It's the
I don't like that. It's weird. Hustle. It's like, all right, just
I didn't
like,
know. I didn't know he did
down.
That.
Settle down.
I'm like, dude, take it easy. That's a walk. Yeah. You're supposed to...
He runs, and it's so annoying.
But they're 7-4, even though I've been talking a lot of trash on the Mets. Like, they're a... There should be a good team. They're excited.
They're getting by.
Yeah, but like this, they've had some shitty start to the season, so we're gonna see what happens here.
Yep.
Okay, next we got... Let's talk about the...
You're going to Miami?
Miami, baby. We love Miami.
We love Miami.
I do. I really do. There's such a weird case
They're like one of the most exciting teams right now in baseball.
Kinda. And, like, no one likes them in Miami.
They kind of do now, dude. There was a thing going around on Twitter where it was like Miami Marlins fans after like their last game or two games ago or whatever. It was like the game had ended. Fans are like leaving the stadium and they're like going down the escalator, you know, like to get out to the you know parking garages and stuff. And like the whole stadium, they're all cheering like "Let's go Marlins!" Doom 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 doom. And they're all freaking cheering and stuff. So they're going wild, man. Marlins fans are loving it.
The thing is, like. A lot of the things about teams that weren't drawing people two games, that doesn't matter anymore because you can only most stadiums are only allowing 10,000 people in. So, right.
Yeah, third capacity.
Yeah, so like, I'm not shitting you. It used to be a regular occurrence where the Marlins would draw 12,000 people when they could sit 40,000, and now they're drawing 12,000 people because that's how many can come. And I'm hoping when stadiums open up back to capacity, whenever that is, more people are like, wow, I really miss this. We should keep going to baseball games. So, and like, yeah, in Miami, that'd be cool. Like, people are like, wow, maybe we should go to more games. And I hope people do attend more baseball games because it's like, that's how you put people in the stands. It's going to just make more fans because there's nothing like the environment of going to sports games.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And you've just got so many fun guys to watch on this team, yeah, too. You know, you like young boy Jazz Chisholm, yeah, just absolutely awesome. Doing Exciting. It, you know. Jesus Aguilar, like, fucking with people at first base, you know, and doing his goofy thing, throwing his mitt at the ball, yeah. And, you know, goofy funny. Shit like that, you know. And then Starling Marte, fantastic. Loved watching him whenever he was on the Pirates.
He just broke his ribs swinging at a ball the other day. He's going to be out for a week or something like that. No baseball activity.
Damn, that sucks. But he's a here's my take on Starling Marte. Like, you know, I'm straight, happily married, but Starling Marte is the hottest man in baseball. He's the most attractive man.
Is he? I don't even know what he really looks like.
He looks great. He looks great. The man is incredibly handsome. He has the most chiseled jawline I think I've ever seen in my life.
That beard looks really good on him.
He looks great. So anyway, unrelated, but I'm just saying, he's like the hottest guy in baseball.
I like the take, honestly.
Good. I'm glad you appreciate it. Oh, and then they got Adam Duvall. Fuck, I totally like forgot, but Adam Duvall popping off.
And Corey Dickerson.
Yeah, they got a couple guys on here that are just Brian like, Anderson. What the hell?
And like they have a nice little solid team. And the rotation should be really good with Alcantara, Pablo Lopez, Sandy. And Trevor Rogers. Those three dudes are pretty solid. I don't really know much behind that, but those dudes are good.
When do they get Sixto back?
I don't know, but yeah, that's another guy that they should have back who's awesome. I know he's dealing with shoulder, something that's not good for a pitcher to be dealing with.
Yeah, I can't remember, honestly, but young boy.
He would probably slot in as their number two pitcher if he came back right now because he's so good.
I think so, too. Go under Sandy, right above Pablo.
So it's like this team, like you said, has the exciting pieces to just cause some havoc in that division.
Yeah, it'd be fun to watch. So,
next team is Atlanta, the Braves, 7-9. Off to a tough start. Honestly, it's disappointing. That's not what I would expect if I was a Braves team.
Especially with the team, yeah.
They are.
And Acuña with the injury. Fuck.
He's day-to-day, luckily. Acuña Jr. got hurt.
Yeah, I think they said that. It was like the most minimal that it could have been. They don't expect to put him on the 10-day IL. He'll come back before the 10 days with the abdomen strain,
yeah.
Which is, as a Braves fan, that's what you want to hear because he's kind of like the only thing carrying your team right now. So
you got Freeman doing okay. He's got a 930 OPS. I mean, it's better than okay.
Okay, yeah.
Marcelo Ozuna has been striking out a lot. And he's only got one home run on the season. Austin Riley's been struggling. Dansby Swanson's been struggling. They're full of guys that we saw him play last year, how good they were. But they've got a lot of... Yeah. Struggling a whole bunch right now. But I think it's baseball in general. You know, a lot of teams do struggle in April and sometimes May. I think we're going to see them come out, especially with Acuña avoiding the injury. I think they're going to be like, okay, cool, we've kind of missed the worst of it. We're going to come out of this being 500 and go on from here and go off. But, you know, Acuña is the MVP of the NL right now. Seven homers, 16 RBIs. He's already scored 21 runs. Holy shit.
That's crazy. 1.373 OPS, yeah. Dude.
And his WAR is like a 1.4. So
he's got 21 runs, and I think the Braves total only have like 73 runs total. So it's like this dude account. This one man accounts for like 30% of their RBIs.
Yeah, 80 runs. So or 81 runs. So a fourth of them, which is just
that's crazy.
Unhealthy.
Yeah,
for the offense,
especially whenever you don't have if you don't have this guy in your lineup. You know, if he gets injured or whatever, it's like. You're losing a quarter more games. You know, it's like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's tough. I hate seeing good players get hurt. It's just bad for the game. It's bad for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially to the biggest, Acuña and Tatis both going down. Like, that'd be awful for this season. That'd be so bad. I would hate that.
And that's no fun. That makes everything worse.
Not. Yeah, I agree.
So
they're good. But I'm not worried about them yet.
No, not yet. I'm worried about the rotation. Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. He's not, like, terrible, but he hasn't been his Cy Young self we've seen the past couple of years. They're still waiting on Soroka to come back. They just put Max Fried on the IL, and they've got other guys. They've got Ian Anderson, Bryce Wilson, and Hosker Ynoa. Yeah, so we're just kind of waiting for this team to get healthy or stay healthy. I think they will be. I don't know if they're going to be the ones that win the division because they're so good. But that division's so good. I just don't know. I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, it's wild. It's crazy. That division's insane.
And then last team is the Nationals. 5-8. They're in the bottom of that division. They have one of the best players in baseball as well. His name is Juan Soto. Love him. They also had the COVID outbreak in their locker room. So, like, off to a tough start. Yeah. That makes sense. Everyone's, you know, getting over being sick. Holing up in a quarantine. So these guys, I given the slow start, I can understand. Their offense has been pretty damn good, though. It looks like everyone's hitting above 300 except all the regulars are hitting above 300 except, well, now Josh Bell. Josh Bell, Victor Robles, and Kyle Schwarber. But, you know, Soto's doing his thing.
Schwarber's been out.
Yeah, he's a lefty, so he only plays at certain times. He only plays 7 games. So
he was sick. He was like one of the big boys that was like sick, I think.
Yeah,
like
Josh Bell.
He hadn't even started a game until a while then.
It was Bell, Schwarber, and someone else, but they're going to be just fine. Ryan Zimmerman's on that team. He's been there forever. He's pretty much just insurance for first base. Yan Gomes has been good. They've got Josh Harrison, former Pirate, playing really well, and then you got the big guys in Juan Soto and Trey Turner. So I think they're going to be just
Trey
fine.
Turner, yeah.
They did lose Strasburg, and he got lit up in his last start before he got put on the IL. So that's something to be worried about. But
got Mad Max, dude.
Yeah, if you have Mad Max, I think you're going to be solid. Honestly, I don't know. It's just one guy.
And Patrick Corbin, as long as Patrick Corbin can like not. Do what he's been doing.
He's coming.
Which I think he'll bounce back.
He's coming back, right? Not coming back. I think he was one of the guys also who was sick. Wow, he has been lit up though. I just saw that.
Yeah, it's really bad. 15 earned runs across 6 innings. It's really bad. 21 ERA, but that's bloated. He'll get back in.
They rely on Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin to, I mean, that was the, those are the guys that got them a World Series. They are relying on Joe Ross and Eric Fetty as well to kind of, right now at least, be stalwarts in that rotation until everyone's healthy. So that division is such a toss-up. I just, I have no idea really what to think of it.
Even right now, I mean, the standings are all, like, super close, you know? It's like, there's not, I mean, the Mets look like they have run away with it, but it's only because their ratio is below or because they've missed games, you know? But it's like, I mean, realistically, all these teams, like, the Nationals are the worst team because they've only won five games, but, like, they were also dealing with, like, COVID and stuff like that, so we know that 5-8 is not true to form, and that's still only, like, 2 to 3 games back, so it's like, even right now, that division is already close.
Yeah, it's tough to tell anything right now. I mean, you know,
it really is.
You know, the Giants, or you know, the Dodgers are good and the Rockies are bad. Everything else is like 15, 20 games in. You can't, let's get another 30 games under our belt. And then we're going to be able to kind of make a better educated guess.
Go once through the schedule.
Yeah, for sure. And the last thing we can do is go to the last division is the NL Central.
Our home,
yeah. The Cardinals fans' home. Leading this division is the Cincinnati Reds. Their offense has just gone bananas.
What the fuck?
They have a 24-run run differential, so they've scored 91 runs and only allowed 67. So, excuse me, let me go over this. I'm tired. I'm not bored. I'm tired. That's why I'm young.
I was going to say, I'm here to keep you alert.
I know. I was just going to say, Nick Castellanos was the guy kind of leading this team, being the fiery guy. Yeah. And then, you know, Votto's really picked it up late. They need more production from Eugenio Suarez, man. He has been struggling, hitting 173, only have 2 homers. And he's playing shortstop for him this year. That might be something he's trying to adjust to. But, you know.
Yeah. Tyler Naquin. Naquin, rather.
Naquin? I say Naquin. I don't know how it's said. I don't know, but he's been awesome. He got came over from Cleveland, and he is hitting lights
out, smacking homers.
Yeah, dude, just hitting doubles, smacking homers. Fun to see a guy kind of get a new environment and be good. Not fun to see as a Cardinals fan, but they're getting production from all these guys. They could be sneaky good as long as their pitching can be reliable, which I don't think it is. Personally,
I don't think this offense is going to maintain what they've been doing either.
I agree.
I'm probably biased because I'm a Cardinals fan, but I just after their past history, I just find it so difficult to believe that they're like, you know, we really haven't changed the formula that much, but now it's just, you know, working. It's like we've had 1 + 1 = you know, 1, but now all of a sudden now it's like 1 + 1 = 2 for us. I just don't really see it, you know.
Yeah, because they were just terrible offensively.
Was the worst. But so
we'll see what happens there. But they're leading the division. Wade Miley, Jeff Hoffman, 2 guys playing well for him, pitching well. Tyler Mahle, and then you got Luis Castillo, who has lights out stuff. Just I think he had one really bad start to start the year.
He got lit up by us.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
Isn't that slugfest where it was like 12-9 or whatever the
Cardinals
fuck it
dropped
was?
Like 6 or 8 runs on him. Mm-hmm. And then Sonny Gray just returned yesterday, so we're going to see some good stuff out of him. So I don't think next time we speak, I don't think the Reds will be winning or leading the division, but we'll see.
Nope. I agree. I'm with you on that.
Next team up is the Brewers. They're second. They're 8-7 in this division. I'm a big believer in the Brewers, to be honest.
I like the Brewers. They're the one team in our division that I'm like, I like these guys.
I don't necessarily like them. I just think that they have such a skilled pitching staff.
Yeah, it's crazy. My God.
Corbin Burnes leading this team. He is 1-1. He's got a .49 ERA. He's allowed 1 run on the year, and he's got 30 strikeouts. 30 strikeouts in 18 innings. And his teammate, Freddy Peralta, is almost outshining him. Not really, but doing just the same. He's got 18 innings pitched and 31 strikeouts. With a 2 ARA. Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah, we're not done yet.
I can just keep pulling them out of my head. Brandon Woodruff in 7 innings, a 2.12 ERA. It's like these guys, they're not letting up a lot of hits. The first two guys, Burns and Peralta, are striking guys out like crazy. But they're just minimizing the damage. Corbin Burns is just... I'm speechless. His whip, his walks, his innings pitch is .21. That's so low, guys. I don't know if you understand, but it's so low. He does not.
It's nothing.
He's hit two guys. He hasn't walked anyone in 18 innings. In 62 batters faced, he's walked no one. He's let up four hits and two hit by pitch. He's let up six base runners in 18 innings.
He uses the cutter 50% of the time, too. He uses the cutter. Like, he has, like, this one pitch that he uses half the time, and it's, like, right in the center of the strike zone almost, and it just fucks batters up. It's wild. All pitches, swings and miss. Let's take a look. Yeah, it's, like, right on the – it's, like, his placement of his cutter is immaculate. It's God tier. It's, like, right
– It is God tier.
It's exactly where you want a cutter to be.
It's just
exactly where you want a cutter to be. And then his other pitch that he goes that one all the time. But then his changeup is like the second most used. And it's like almost a freaking slider. Like his changeup is like outside the strike zone. And he still has like.
That's how they fixed him. He's like, throw more fastballs, dude. And he's like, okay. And he's just. That's what he's been doing. And he's made himself elite. And then
the Lance Lynn approach.
Yeah. Brett Anderson and Adrian Hauser bringing up this fucking rotation. Playing well.
They just need to be okay. they just need to be okay.
And you still got Devin Williams, the airbender, and Josh Hader, the racist.
Josh Hader, yeah.
I don't know. I shouldn't poke too much. But they have a good rotation and some great arms in the bullpen, which is exciting. And the offense is not bad. Keston Hira is struggling really bad.
Needs to pick it up.
They need him to do better. Travis Shaw is probably, and then been their best hitter. Yelich has not played for a while now.
It was an injury.
They just need, I think they need one. They're one more bat away from being like the best team in this division, I think. They don't have Colton Wong. He's hurt right now, but
don't have Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah, no Lo Cain. That's like they're definitely dealing with injuries. So it's just,
I'll tell you though, Daniel Vogelbach is a fantastic pickup for this team, I think. Daniel Vogelbach he's a big boy power.
Big beefy hitter. Boy. He's definitely
He played for the Mariners out in Seattle, and he was like putting home runs up into like the third deck. It was crazy. Just towering mammoth home run shots. It's
dude is
wild.
Huge. 6 foot, 270 pounds, big boy. But I think that offense is a player away. So we'll see. I mean, the pitching staff just gets me super excited for that team.
It's crazy. It's crazy how good that pitching staff is. It's scary. As a Cardinals fan, it sucks because as a Cardinals fan, it's like our offense is already not doing well right now. So it's like I know whenever if we go up against the Brewers on, you know, like any given day almost, their pitching staff is lights out.
Yeah, if you get a 3-game series with Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta, you're in trouble.
You're scoring like less than 3 runs in that entire series.
So you're not excited about that. So we will actually jump to the Cardinals now. They are third in division. They're 7-8. Definitely struggling offensively. They get Arenado and they're still
playing. It's tough. He's doing okay. Poorly. He's been producing a little bit. But.
Yeah, he's been better. Their best player has been their 39-year-old catcher, Yadier Molina. Whatever, 38. Like he is leading the team. He has just been their best player.
We love it.
Goldschmidt, Paul DeJong, I mean, Tyler O'Neill, whoever, Matt Carpenter, whoever starts at second base right now is not an option. I mean, it's just, you have some solid guys like Dylan Carlson. You have a great guy in Arenado. Tommy Edman's been really good. And Molina, for some reason, has found the fountain of youth. But other guys like Paul Goldschmidt and DeJong need to be better. And then, you need an outfielder to do. Besides, I mean, Dylan Carlson's been okay, but they need an outfielder to do something.
We need Bader to come back and hit decently.
Or O'Neill to come back. Yeah, everyone's tired.
Or O'Neill to come back. I wish we would have just kept Ozuna. That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah, for sure. And they just don't have an answer at the moment for the offense.
Yeah,
because sometimes they'll score, you know, 8 runs in a game, and the next night they'll get stumped and get shut out. And Yadier Molina is not going to continue to do this because he's a 38-year-old catcher. So they do need other guys to step up. Arenado has been good, though. He's been fun to watch as well defensively. So
he's got good OPS, too. .854, solid. Yeah, it's better than
I'm sure
Matt Carpenter's .372.
Jesus. Matt Carpenter's hitting. So bad. He's 2 for 29, guys. That's not great.
He needs to not be playing.
Yeah, not at all. But and the team's best asset was the pitching staff, and they have been the worst staff in the league. The Cardinals rotation as a whole has the highest, or pitching staff as a whole has the highest DRA. It's a 5.15. That's last in Major League Baseball.
So bad.
They've been like,
I hate to see it too.
I don't even like, I can't even start to dive into it. Like, they had Daniel Ponce de Leon as a starter. He's been kicked out of the rotation because he's not good. Adam Wainwright, a guy they were relying on, he had one clunker start. He's been okay the other two. But they just can't go deep in games. 4 or 5 innings max. They're really taxing their bullpen, which has been okay. But guys like, you know, Ryan Helsley, Tyler Webb, Andrew Miller have not been good. And they need guys
like that. Yeah, you can't put Jordan Hicks out there every night, unfortunately. No,
they have 3 guys, Alex Reyes, Giovanni Gallegos, and Jordan Hicks, that can go out there and play well. But like, other than that, you don't really have a super...
We need Mikolas to come back.
Yeah, they need...
We need KK Kim to like maintain some good talent. And then we need we need Wainwright and Flaherty to continue, hopefully, like, honing it in.
Yeah, getting better.
And Carlos Martinez to kind of get his shit together, you know, and then like...
Yeah, I don't really know what to think of Martinez. He's just not throwing as fast as he used to, which is a problem.
It's like back and forth with him. I don't understand. It's like so difficult to, like, anytime he starts doing well, you're like, okay, is this it? And then it's like, it's not it. You know, I don't know. It's so difficult with him. It's like, it's crazy. It sucks.
Yeah, so that's a team that's definitely not looking like it's set to win.
Not looking like what people projected. Like, people before in the preseason, it was like the Cardinals acquired Nolan Arenado. They've got Harrison Bader. They've got Jay Flair. Adam Wainwright says he's feeling great. He feels like he's, you know, back in his, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s, or what, you know. And they're like, you know, this team is it. They're going to freaking do this thing.
They're going to win the
division. And then we come out and it's, they were saying that we were going to be winning the division by landslide, and it's just, it's not looking that way. So
they definitely need to be more consistent, for sure.
Get their shit together.
Yeah. So after that, we'll go to the Pirates. They're 7-9, better than I thought. I'm surprised they're not the worst team in the league.
For real. Yeah.
There is not
Without
much.
Without Ke'Bryan Hayes, their star.
Yeah, no Ke'Bryan Hayes, but like, there's not really much to talk about this team, to be honest.
No, there's not hardly anything.
I don't really.
A lot of these people.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Colin Moran's.
They're in our division, but
the only reason I know most of these players is because I watch the Cardinals and they play the Pirates. But nothing really exciting.
Or I'll tune in to see them, the Pirates beating up on the Cubs, or.
That's what the Pirates are here for. They're here to just try to be annoying and beat teams and just make things difficult for teams trying to win this division. The Pirates' offense doesn't look like it's that bad. I mean, like...
No.
They got 4 guys with an OPS of 850 or better in their starting lineup.
It's just unfortunate for them because they're in the National League. So it's like...
Yeah.
There's just no hope. And there's not a snowball's chance in hell that they're going to do anything, you know. It's like, even if by some godforsaken, you know, living on a prayer miracle, they get to like a wild card game, it's like they're almost guaranteed to be facing like the Padres or the Dodgers, or, you know, it's like there's or anybody from the NL East. It's like there's just no way in hell that this Pirates team stacks up against like
anyone,
almost
really.
Anybody else. Yeah, really. It's like
they don't have
no
a good
way.
Staff. They just.
Yeah.
So I think that's just a team that's going to be a bottom of the barrel. And then the actual bottom of the barrel team is the Cubs in this division. They're 6-9. I mean, slow start. But they have their offense is so bad.
It's really bad.
Contreras is probably their best player. Wilson hitting .273 with a .400 on base and an OPS of 1.014. So, like, he's definitely been their best player. Chris Bryant's actually been slugging as well. Chris Bryant's slugging .653. I did not know that. He's got an OPS.
He's just recently picked it up, like, in the past, like,
and then Rizzo,
couple games.
But Javier Baez has been bad. Jock Peterson's been bad. Hayward's not been good.
Yeah.
Ian Happ
hasn't
been good.
Not
like,
been
they just
good.
They've got 3 guys who are their offense, and everyone else is kind of just not doing a damn thing. So
I'm hoping they sell off everybody. I'm hoping they just sell off everybody come trade deadline.
And their starting staff is also letting them down. Like, you know, Kyle Hendricks has been a quality big league starter for, what, 6 years now? But he's looking like people have finally figured him out. Or maybe it's just the start of a season. He's starting off slow. I don't know.
Yeah. You hate to see it because I don't like the Cubs, but I like Kyle Hendricks.
Trevor Williams, former Pirate, not doing well. Jake Arrieta has been their best pitcher, it looks like, numbers-wise.
Yep.
Which is cool. Back. I like Arrieta, but I don't think it's going to last. I don't know.
Well, you can't rely on just one dude doing it for you. You know, it's like, even if Jake Arrieta does kind of keep it together, that's only one start every 4 to 5 days, you know.
And Craig Kimbrell found his stuff, dude.
Good game. Yeah, that's been cool to watch. Craig Kimbrell going out there and freaking doing the damn thing at the end of games has been sick.
Six games, no runs so far. And his first 2 years in Chicago have been rough. I don't know. If I'm a Cubs fan, it's like the Yankees. Except I even feel better about the Yankees if I'm a Yankees fan. Cubs fans, you're watching your offense be so bad. That's a lot of teams in the Central. The Cardinals have a below-average offense at the moment. So do the Cubs. So do the Brewers. So it's just it's a tough thing for a fan base to watch their team just struggle offensively because it makes it not fun. And especially the Cubs fans, you're expecting big things out of Javi Baez. Because it's his walk year. He's ready to get a fat contract, but he's not playing well. He's striking out, league leading striking out. I mean, Chris Bryant is scheduled to be a free agent. They're just not. This is, you know, the last hurrah. And at the moment, it looks like they're going out with a little fizzle, not a bang. So,
yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this team. We got to wait, I guess, a little bit.
Good rings, though, honestly.
Yeah, but
in my opinion,
but good.
Biased rings. SDL fan, whatever. They can stay in the bottom of the barrel. Pirates keep beating their asses. That's great. Don't beat our asses, but beat their asses.
Cardinals are usually good at beating up on the Pirates, so.
Yeah.
But that's it. Anything else? I know that, like, I was just going to try to talk about just a standout player or two, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, that's cool.
I don't really have anything else besides Acuna. Luckily, he's not hurt for a long time, and I'm super excited to just watch him be a stud for a couple of years now. And
I wish we had more to say about Tatis.
Yeah, I know.
Wish we had more to say about Tatis now. I'm sure we will later, but
I know. If we can probably record another week or so, we could be hopefully talking good things about
a whole different story about the Padres. That's what I'm hoping to. I agree. Talking about the Cubs, they have a goofy little thing. I don't know if you saw, but they had like Rizzo. I don't think he was mic'd up, but it was like, you know, listening in because there was no sound or whatever.
Chasing Freeman.
Yeah, Frederick. He's like chasing him down there, laughing. Freddie's laughing his ass off. He's laughing his ass off. That was cool to see.
It's fun when you can see these guys having fun and enjoying themselves for sure.
Yeah, so, what you really need. That's mic'd up.
The mic'd ups are awesome.
MLB needs to do. They need to do more of that.
I would love to see more players mic'd up for sure, talking to the broadcasters, things like that. But I know that
I want them to mic up one of the pitchers that talks. You know,
to himself.
Like, I want them to mic up, like mic up Scherzer or mic up Greinke or mic up, like, Arrieta or, like, you know, mic up, like, a loud... Greinke's not always loud, but, like, you know, he has some of those games where he's, like, talking, you know? Like, you can see him, and it's like, what? Like, I just want to get a little glimpse into it. You know, I want to stare into the void.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not wrong. That's exactly what Greinke does, just stares in that void. And, like, But, like, Scherzer, you hear him grunting all the time.
Yeah, just hear him freaking screaming, or like, you know, he gets into like a bases loaded, 2 outs, 3-2 count, or something like that, and he gets the freaking strikeout, and then he's like walking off the field, puts his glove up to his mouth, and he's just fucking screaming, you know, and you're like, I just want to hear that, you know, he doesn't even have to actually talk and say words, I just want to hear that, like, you know, raw emotion of him just like going nuts.
I definitely know what you're saying. That'd be really cool, actually.
Because those are the coolest moments whenever you see dudes like, you know, straight cheesing about shit. There was like a guy who came up from the minors and hit like his first. He hit off of fuck, who was it? He hit off like a really big pitcher. I think it was like Kershaw or somebody. But he hit like a pitch, and it was like his first major league at bat. He hit the pitch, pops it up. It was like a pop fly or whatever. But he's like standing in the box, cheesing, like he's smiling at the pitcher, and then he hits the pop fly and he's smiling as he's like watching the ball jogging, and the guy catches it and he goes back to the dugout and he's still cheesing, taking his helmet off. He's not even talking to anybody. He's just smiling.
So happy to be there.
He's like, I'm in the freaking, I just got like a little freaking, I got pitched to by Clayton Kershaw and I hit the ball, you know. It's like, you know, seeing shit like that from major league players, it's always fun to see. I want more of that, because I think it'll get more people, you know, watching baseball, because, you know, it's like, it breaks up the monotony, you know, you or me, Charlie, you know, whatever. It's like, we can watch baseball games and, you know, you're watching the catcher frame the pitch, or you're watching this pitcher's duel, or you're like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, that cutter was fucking beautiful, or that, you know, that slider dropped from 12 to 6 by like 2 feet or something, you know, it's like, whatever. And so it's like, you know, you can watch shit like that, but it's, you know, I also understand that, like, my wife does not give a shit if,
yes,
you know, the umpire calls a strike 2 inches outside the box or whatever. You know, it's like, she just doesn't give a fuck about that. So it's like, cool seeing emotion and stuff like that.
Yeah, it definitely makes it more insight into the game, makes it just better, honestly.
Yeah, gives it a little more context.
For sure. You got anything else, Devin, for this 2 hour long podcast we just did?
No, it's only an hour long.
Oh, yeah. Only an hour long.
We definitely haven't been sitting here talking for 2 hours. But no, I don't have anything else. I think we did a pretty good job wrapping up all these teams. We did a nice little team profile.
Definitely, it was good. Definitely, you can probably keep doing this every once in a while. But yeah, everyone, spread the word.
Baseball's back, baby, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Please watch it.
If you see a weekend series come up and it's the Dodgers-Padres and you don't normally watch baseball, turn that shit on.
Yeah, definitely.
You will
catch that game.
Not regret it, because the last series was a lot of fun. A lot of weird bloopers and goofy shit happening, you know. So you'll definitely have the monotony broken up by people yelling at each other. And
benches clearing.
Fire. Oh, my God, Nick. Paul DeJong just hit a fucking grand slam. Let's go.
A grand slam? No, it's a 3-run shot. What? No, 2-run, 3-run. Arenado got tagged out. I don't think the bases are loaded.
MLB telling me the wrong thing. Okay, well, anyway, that's it.
Well, it might be a grand slam. But I don't think it's a grand slam. But
MLB just told me grand slam, so.
Well, I'm watching it, so I'll let you know. Well,
MLB might be wrong.
I'm just going to stop the recording, so.
That sounds good.
But,
all right.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.